12 minutes left to play in this one. Texans lead it 49-17. They are in control, to say the very least, against the Hondo Owls. Masur take it himself right up the middle. He's going to be snatched, though, as he gets it to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10. And he was literally snatched by the defensive lineman as he tried to run by him up the middle. He said, come here a minute. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, he got the they got the old bear paw on him and kind of slung him around a little bit and did a whole 360, and Davin finally said, okay, you got me, and I'm just going to fall down to the ground now. Davin kind of limped off earlier with a foot injury a little bit, so glad to see him back out there and on a play like that moving around a little bit. He's going to be an important one down the stretch for the Texans for sure.
Kipperus will be to his left again in the backfield. And back to throw is Davin. He's going to go deep. He's got a man, and it's incomplete. Receiver had a step on him. That was Krebs back there, I believe, and it was incomplete. Good-looking throw, though, really, Jared.
Yeah, he dropped back three steps, got it out of his hands, and Hayden, you know, I see Hayden is probably a guy going into the playoffs that can truly make a difference for this team. He's a young man that goes and gets the ball. We saw him against Bandera go and take that Hail Mary at half and get it. So I think he's a guy who really can flow in here as an unknown almost coming up, you know what, halfway through the season with the varsity team.
Right.
And can make an impact as these guys move forward. So probably a good idea to get him on the field and get some timing out of it.
Third down and 10. Now Masur will look left and roll left. Now he's going to run. And he's going to run out of space on that far sideline. He's thrown to the ground for a loss of four, and it'll be fourth down now. And I believe this is the first punt of the night for the Texans with 10:50 left to play in the game.
It is. Wyatt's leg is probably
fresh.
Either that or rusty, one of the two.
That's right.
Sitting over there, a little bit cool. I looked up a minute ago. The breeze was blowing a little bit more. So, you know, I don't see any heaters down there. So maybe he's been practicing. He's been punting pretty unbelievable this year, flipping fields for the Texans all year long. So he's definitely a heck of a kicker.
Cade Wayward will be back. He's standing at his own 30. Here's the punt. Fair catch called at the 32-yard line. That's where Hondo will take over.
Yeah, another good job of him, obviously. Fair catch. Two Texans standing right around him. Ben Garza and Cody Charrington making it down there first and just just hovering around him. And, you know, any time you can obviously remove that opportunity for the dynamic play, which we know Hondo's going to have to be seeking at this point. 10:13 left in the fourth quarter. They've got to make something happen here. So good job by Wyatt Mann kicking it high.
Van Dam still on at quarterback for Hondo. 10:13 remaining in the ball game. Texans again leading at 49-17. Van Dam will drop to throw. Trying to set up a screen pass back left to Gomez. Incomplete. It's rolling around on the ground, but it's incomplete.
Yeah.
Second down and 10.
Van Dam does he fades, in my opinion, I guess, entirely too much on those screen passes. I mean, he does a good job of selling it, but even on that play, he's 10, 12 yards backpedaling before he even throws the ball. So, you know, you kind of got to take smaller steps on those screen passes. Otherwise, it ends up being a 20-yard screen pass, very similar to what we saw there.
And they've run it so much tonight, I think the Texans are aware of it now. Van Dam now will turn a little inside handoff to Gomez. Look out, he's got the 40, 45. And inside Wimberley territory, see where they mark it on that far sideline. Nice run by Gomez. Gets it all the way down to the Wimberley 34.
That's a good play call right there for those of that have kind of seen it. They're out of the wing tee, or not wing tee, I guess, the double backs right there. And Gomez just kind of sat there and froze, kind of hunched down. Looked like they were going to run the option more towards our side and kind of handed it underneath him.
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking.
Runs off to the backside, kind of a trick play, gadget play, but obviously turned out well for him.
First down and 10 now, new set of downs for the Owls at the Wimberley 34. Confusion in the background. Van Dam ran into his running back and then fell down for a loss of five.
Yeah, too many people in the backfield on that one. They did have the T in the backfield right there, three running backs, straight line, and about 4 yards deep right there. And fullback in the middle just came up and hit him right in the side as he was thinking about handing it off to somebody else. So break for the Texans right there. Loss of five. Wow, I didn't think it was that much.
Yeah. Second down and 15 now. They got to get all the way down to the 24 for a first down. Van Dam, long count. He's going to give it to Gomez up the middle. And no, he faked the handoff, taking it to the left side. Texans not fooled, though. And he is wiped out for a loss of one back to the 40. It'll be third down and 16. Took a big hit from Jake Cockerham, too.
Yeah, good read right there. We had Trey Manning sitting over here on the side. And you and I both, I thought he handed off to Gomez as well, but he keeps it on the short side here and takes it really for a yard loss. Good job by Trey Manning and Jake Cockerham both in pursuit. I'm glad you and I aren't playing defense. We'd have been tackling Gomez up the middle.
Boy, no doubt. He got hit hard at the end of that play, too.
And it looked like he was shaking his hand a little bit, maybe.
Well, if it's only his hand, and then he got out of that. Still looks like he's favoring it as he ducks under the center. Turn, and we'll give it. That's Gear, right side, brought down by Ben Garza after a gain of one. It'll be fourth down and 15 now. Garza just took him and slammed him to the turf.
Yeah, he's...
Looks simple enough.
Yeah, he said this is your spot to sit right here, so I'm going to help you out and make sure that you find the right hash right here.
Talking about the seniors, Ben is one of those. He's so much fun to watch play defense. I've never understood how a guy who's not that big makes so many one-on-one tackles.
He fights through blocks so well. I mean, that's something that...
Is that what he does?
You don't see it sometimes on the inside, but, man, he gets those blocks. He keeps his eyes up, and when he goes through a hole, he just hits it.
Arredondo, low snap, and he gets it off the turf and miraculously gets it away. It's short, and it takes a Texan bounce. Let's see where they spot this. They're going to spot it at the 36-yard line, a 3-yard punt by Arredondo. Not really his fault, though. He fielded the thing kind of like a shortstop, and I think we have a flag on the play, by the way.
You know, nobody got a hand or blocked that, so I'm wondering if they roughed the kicker afterwards, obviously trying to get in there to block it. Had so much time, but Arredondo did a good job of getting it off, and nobody blocked, so we'll... See what the officials call right here. I guess there could be grounds for it. I don't know on a fumbled snap if that's still valid or not.
I don't think you can take a free shot if you don't get a piece of the ball. It bounced, and then he didn't field it cleanly. Then it hit the ground again, and somehow he was able to scoop it up a second time and get the punt away. They're having a committee meeting at the 45-yard line.
This looks like one of the Major League Baseball reviews from the World Series here. They're all huddled up over there and thinking, okay, what can we call here? What did you see? What did I see? Who see? What did they see?
They don't know I have to be in Plano at 7 in the morning.
Oh,
that's going to hurt me.
That's rough right there. Here we go. He's looking for his mic. He's going to find it.
Running into the kicker, and he pointed the wrong direction, but we understand what he's trying to say.
And he's got to see if they want to decline it or not here, I guess. They're obviously going to accept it and re-kick right here because
it's a three-yard punt.
Three-yard punt. The penalty is more than the punt, so we're definitely going to accept that one and re-kick.
Well, that's what you thought. Now it looks like they're going to decline it and let... Well, no, they're going to – well, yeah, okay, they're going to re-kick, I would assume.
Definitely, but it looks like the offense was coming back on the field there. It looked like I saw Van Dam trying to sneak back in there under quarterback. Now they got fourth and 10 from the 29-yard line.
Right.
I think everybody's going to think about it. Everybody's confused. We're just going to call a timeout.
I'm going to see – trying to see who called the timeout. The official is not very demonstrative at all. It's very hard to tell what's going on. And it's going to be fourth down. He never indicated who took the timeout. I think it was Wimberly, though. I think Doug Warren wanted to get his special teams organized over here on this side of the field.
Well, I think you're right. And as the as they came out, it looked like they were just going to be in offense and not obviously with a 3-yard punt. They're thinking, okay, you know what? Even if we get 3 or 4 yards running, they're going to bring the offense back.
They're going to go for it here.
Yeah, 4th and 10 now for the Hondo Owls from the 29-yard line.
Ball at the Wimberley 34-yard line. 4th down and 10. Van Dam drops to throw, looking right, setting up that screen pass again. It's Gomez, and let's see if he gets by that one tackler, and he does not. Tackled after a gain of 3, Wimberley will take over.
Yeah, good job, Kevin Rutherford, staying with him. And again, Van Dam just floats so much on that screen pass that he just can't get anything on it. I mean, I know it's obviously a floating pass anyways, but Rutherford kind of a little late sniffing it out, but didn't matter on that one. He was able to bring him down. First down, Texans. And I said that the 29, the 34, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what yard line they're on anymore. I hadn't figured it out yet, I guess.
Well, they're on the 31. How about that?
There you go.
Texans will have it. 7:26 left to play in the ball game. Stay with us afterwards. We'll run down the highlights of this one, talk a little bit about next week. Masur takes the snap. No doubt, he's running the ball right up the middle. Power running, really, by the quarterback. Got it out to the 35-yard line, a gain of 4. It'll be 2nd down and 6. Be playoff time next week in Texas high school football. Brand new season. Texans went 3 games deep in the playoffs last year. And the year before. Would love to have a good long run again this year. Maybe further. Who knows? Masur fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Right side. He's able to gain 4 out to the 39-yard line. It'll be 3rd down in about 2.
Yeah, they're definitely obviously wanting to keep the ball on the ground and keep that clock ticking down to 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the ball game here. So, Davin, couple runs right here. And we got... I would imagine we start seeing Coach Warren kind of sifting in some of these seniors and kind of getting them in there for those last quarter of the ball game right here, last quarter of their senior year.
I think Jesus Baez on the other sideline, too, probably would like to see the clock continue to run as well, with Wimberley leading at 49-17. Movement before the snap. And that might have been a deal where a lot of young guns are in the game and Davin Masur, the backup quarterback, they're not used to his cadence. It's going to be a false start, and they'll back it up to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, you will start seeing some false starts, some things like that, maybe some illegal formation possibly. You'll see some of those things here and there as obviously they are, you know, wanting to get some of those seniors in. I just saw number 9, Zach Anderson, coming off the field. He's been in there for a couple plays. So some of these young men that, you know, throughout practice, their value is you don't see it on the field, but obviously in practice these guys are really making these teams better. So
you bet.
So good for them, and hopefully they can continue, like you said, continue playing and play quite a few more games.
They're going to blow the whistle and stop the clock again. Delay of game now called against Wimberley. The official makes the signal but doesn't point in the direction. Frankly, Mr. Official, you're delaying the game more than the offense.
Nor did he move to anywhere. He just turned around exactly where he sits.
That's exactly
He's almost
right.
off the field on the bottom right here.
3rd down and 12 now for the Texans. Masur looking right, throwing right, and incomplete.
Oh, he
trying
took
to hit
a lip.
Krebs. He did get hit in that backfield, didn't he?
Man, he took a big hit right there off of that off the throw right there. So. If you're Coach Warren, you're thinking, "Hey, yo, let's get off the field right here and let's let our defense play a little bit." Wyatt Mann back to kick another one. He's had such good so many good kicks this year that hey, let's turn it back over to the defense. Let them do what they do.
Coach Warren now talking to Guy Kipperus and to Davin Masur on the sideline, figuring out what happened. Davin Masur, his uniform's all crooked, his numbers all crooked and stuff. Yeah, you're right. Get him off the field. Don't hurt him. Here's the punt, and it is going to be a short one, and Wyatt Mann Wyatt cares so much. You can always read Wyatt Mann's emotions on the field. He kind of shanked that one a little bit, and he's hacked off about it. I think he might have jammed his finger or something. He was holding his hand and shaking it a little bit.
I see him grabbing it. It looks like he's got some white tape on it already, maybe.
He's not happy about that. Look at him. Now he goes down to a knee. Dadgummit, I can't believe I punted that one that short.
Man. Well, the good news is it was not the shortest punt of the night because we had a three-yarder earlier.
That's exactly right. Ball will be sat down at the Wimberley 47-yard line. Van Dam will keep it himself. Turns it upfield and is able to get about 3 yards on the right side down to the Wimberley 44. Clock is inside of 5 minutes now. Again, Texans leading it 49-17. They're going to spot this at the Wimberley 46-yard line.
Gave him 1 yard.
Certainly did. Second down and 9. I thought he got a lot more than that.
I have to agree with you. It looked like I thought he did, but maybe his knee went down beforehand.
Van Dam under center again. Right up the middle. It's Gomez. Not a lot of running room. To the 43-yard line. And it'll be third down and 6 now. Texans have been in control of this one since approximately the opening kickoff. They took the opening kickoff, as a matter of fact, and scored a touchdown and never looked back. Third down and 6 for the Hondo Owls. Pitch left. Gomez turns it inside to the 40. Trying to get to that first down marker at the Texan 37-yard line. He's going to be stopped short about a yard and a half. They'll go ahead and go for it here.
Yeah, definitely they're in four down territory right here, about a yard and a half short. Gomez has done some tough sledding tonight. I mean, he's had some good runs, and he lowers his head. Unfortunately, I guess for us, and fortunately for him, he's lowered the boom a little bit too.
3:20 left to play. Here we go. Fourth and a yard and a half. Van Dam's going to take it on a quarterback sneak, and he's got the first down to the Texan 36. Again, we're not sure who, where, or when the game will be next week. That information will trickle out, and in a small town like Wimberley, you know it's going to spread like wildfire over the weekend, Jared, and everybody will know. Probably by noon tomorrow, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think the location, the coaches will probably get together, I would imagine, tomorrow, exactly what you're saying, and figure out where and when and why and how. And
movement prior to the snap, they're going to back Hondo up. Of course, in high school football lore, I remember when I was a kid, you'd always read stories about the opposing coaches driving in the middle of the night and meeting each other in the a Dairy Queen somewhere for the coin flip, you know, and they would, a lot of coaches back in the day would do home and home flip and just take a chance on hosting a playoff game, but that doesn't happen as much anymore.
You watched Friday Night Lights too much.
Oh, that's great. Great stuff.
Coin flip.
Absolutely. Give up the middle. It's Gear. He got it to the 40-yard line on first down. It'll be second down and 14. Did you know, for 2 episodes of Friday Night Lights, I was one of the extras as a assistant coach.
Really?
Panthers. Yeah.
I did not.
How about that?
There it is. We have a TV star among
How
us.
How about
y'all?
That? Yeah. I had one line, and I said, great game, coach, and patted him on the back.
There it is. Kyle Chandler.
And that line ended up on the cutting room floor. Scrambling left is Van Dam. He's in a lot of trouble. He's going to throw it up for grabs and incomplete. My claim to fame is I met Derek Jeter's girlfriend at the time. What was her name? She played a cheerleader in the film.
Oh, you got me beat. I don't know the answer.
I'll come up with that by next Friday night.
In the movie or in the TV show?
TV show.
Oh, I don't know. Yep. You got me whooped on that.
Third down and 14 now. Gary Gaines, of course, the famous Odessa Permian coach, used to coach at my high school, in Abilene High School.
See? Look at you.
After Permian, you know, after his success at Permian.
You are a plethora of knowledge, sir.
How about that? When it's 49-17, you got to come up with something. Here's Van Dam. He's going to drop the throw, and he's going to be dropped and sacked back at the 43-yard line. Well, it's going to be fourth down and 18 now. The clock is at 1:37. So mercifully for Hondo, this thing's going to come to an end very, very soon.
For those of them who are out there listening, too, I did just drop a little Three Amigos, the word plethora. Into the 49-17 football game as we go. And I look back, it looks like Miles may be videoing you back here. I don't know if you're going
to
end up on the Stars of Texas, possibly.
He said, nah.
No. I thought maybe we were going to end up on the America's Funniest Home Videos as two awkward guys talking about nothing during a football game.
During a 32-point football game. Whistles and flags. Or at least whistles. They've stopped the clock. Delay of game. Offense. Again, the official does not point either way.
And I got to agree with you. I don't see a flag either. I think he just decided to blow the whistle and forego the flag and
verbally
let
everybody know.
Yes.
Arredondo's back to punt.
It's I like your term. It's fourth and dripping springs here.
That's exactly right. Here's the punt. Line drive is going to bounce near the 20. He's going to pick it up at the 10. That's Stover moving left. 15, 20. He's got some running room. Explosive is Kate Stover that time. He got it out to the 25, and that's where the Texans will begin to kneel down here tonight on senior night. What a night it has been for the Texans. Many of these players, the last time they'll set foot on the Texan Stadium here in Wimberley. They huddle around Doug Warren. Again, 49-17 our score. It was 42-10 at halftime. I got a feeling if Wimberley really had pushed it in the second half that this thing could have been even more out of hand.
And it looks like Pearsall is probably going to pull off the win there. 27-2 up with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
There's the kneel down with 26 seconds left to play, and that might be the final play of the ball game. Texans, as a reminder, defeated Pearsall 35-7 last year in the first round of the playoff. So Texans, if that is indeed who they will play, will feel pretty confident about that. 5 seconds left to play, and the clock is going to run out on the Hondo Owls here tonight. Wimberley Texans host Hondo tonight. Not a very hospitable host, to say the very least, as the Texans put it on the Owls to the tune of 49-17. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.